Soccer. Blue Soccer. Feel the power.
The Power FM Lifetime News is brought to you by the National Pension Scheme Authority, NAPSA.
Bringing you out of the press news from Lusaka, Arkabwe, Livingstone, and Copperbelt News Bureau. The Power FM News. FM News.
Advocate urges President Hichilema to reconcile with Archbishop Banda for national unity. Harry Kalava warns against tribal politics, calls for unity. In international news, protesters in South Africa condemn U.S. attack on Venezuela. In sports, Copper Queens to learn Total Energy's Cup WAFCON Morocco 2026 opponents.
The Power FM News, brought to you by Techno Accessories. Techno, say hello.
And now, the Power FM News.
With your upfront and reliable news every day, my name is Viola Chuma. Advocate for Industrialization and National Development has appealed to President Hakainde Hichilema to reconcile with the Archbishop of Lusaka, Dr. Alick Banda, in the interest of national unity and development. Musonda Mwape Kepes says the relationship between the state and the church remains critical to Zambia's stability, especially as the country approaches the 2026 general election. His appeal follows remarks attributed to the Archbishop of Kasama Diocese, Bishop Chama, who claimed that President Hichilema has the power to use state institutions in ways that could threaten the safety of Archbishop Banda, claims that have raised concern among some sections of society. Mr. Musonda noted that the President has on several occasions stated that individuals should not hide behind the church or political parties if they have committed crimes. The advocate has since called on President Hichilema, as a Christian leader, to forgive both the late former President Edgar Lungu and Archbishop Banda, saying reconciliation would demonstrate love, unity and respect for the people of Zambia.
To appeal to the Republican President, Mr. Hakainde Hichilema, to reconcile with the Archbishop of Lusaka, Dr. Alick Banda. As it has been revealed in the statement by Kasama Archbishop Chama, who stated that the President has power to persecute the Archbishop of Lusaka, whose life is threatened. My call to this is that the two leaders are important to national development between the church and the state.
Citizens First leader Harry Kalava has condemned what he describes as divisive tribal rhetoric by President Hakainde Hichilema, warning that such statements threaten Zambia's unity and peace. Mr. Kalava expressed concern over remarks allegedly made by the President during recent engagements in Southern Province, which he said appeared to pit the Tonga-speaking people against other ethnic groups. He described the comments as irresponsible and dangerous, particularly the claim that Tongas could be attacked at intercity bus terminals should the President lose this year's general elections. Mr. Kalava said such statements have the potential to inflame emotions, spread fear and deepen divisions among Zambians. He emphasized that Zambia is built on the principle of one Zambia, one nation, where citizens from all tribes have lived and traveled freely without fear of persecution. The Citizen First leader challenged the President to provide evidence that Tongas have in the past been systematically harassed purely on the basis of their tribe, saying making such claims without proof is highly irresponsible and falls below the standards of leadership expected of a head of state. Mr. Kalava urged President Hichilema to abandon what he termed divisive rhetoric and instead promote unity, tolerance and national cohesion as the country approaches the August 13th general elections.
We strongly condemn the continued use of tribal rhetoric by President Hakainde Hichilema during his so-called community engagement, particularly in Southern Province. We are deeply concerned that these messages are increasingly framed in a manner that seeks to pit the Tonga-speaking people against other tribes in Zambia. This is irresponsible, dangerous, and contrary to the spirit of national unity. Mr. Hichilema's recent remarks suggesting that should he lose this year's general election, The Tonga people would be beaten at intercity bus terminals like they used to be beaten before whenever they traveled to Lusaka are reckless and unbecoming of a head of state.
In another development, economist Kelvin Chisanga has welcomed the government's decision to allow some mining companies to pay their tax obligations in Chinese currency, yuan, describing it as a positive step for Zambia's economy. Mr. Chisanga says the move could help reduce the government's cost of debt servicing, noting that Zambia's gross international reserves are not entirely held in the US dollars, and collecting taxes in Chinese yuan could help stabilize the economy.
This is a takeover. Powered.
91.3 FM.
Lusaka.
Today's hottest hits with power. Power FM.
They want me to be better than them. They want me to be fresher, but you're fresher than them. They want me to be fresher, but you're fresher than them. They want me to be better, but you're better than them. They want me to be fresher, but you're fresher than them. They want me to be